In the UPR newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster. Outside his role in Star Trek, George Takei is known for his narratives and talks about Japanese internment. In a recent interview, Takei talks about how history may be repeating itself.
I've spoken in Japan, and at both places, they never knew such a thing happened in the United States. American citizens of Japanese ancestry, innocent. We had nothing to do with it, and yet the country was swept up by war hysteria.
This hysteria, he says, stems from the fact that Japanese Americans look like the people that bombed Pearl Harbor. The experiences of Japanese Americans at the time of World War II, he says, are comparable to the attitudes people have towards Asian Americans due to the pandemic.
We were spat on and assaulted. Our homes, businesses, cars were graffitied. The government came down with a curfew. We were imprisoned in our homes from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. And they froze our bank accounts. Our life savings were taken from us.
Takei says that we learn slowly when it comes to repeating history. He gives an example about when Donald Trump introduced a Muslim travel ban.
His rationale was, all Muslims are potential terrorists, and so we need to ban them. But some people had learned the lessons from the 1940s. Sally Yates, the Deputy Attorney General, said, I will not defend this executive order.
Takei says it's important to remember the lessons from history, especially in a democratic society. And in other Utah news, BYU athletes will be wearing stickers on their football helmets at their game against the University of Utah next Saturday as a tribute to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The stickers display the U.S. flag and say 9/11, never forget. There are currently no wildfires burning in Utah, though drought conditions and fire weather make fire risks extremely high. The state has seen only 159 human-caused wildfires this summer, compared to 471 in the 2020 season. In the UPR newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.